With Jesus, there's new mercies every day, and there's also new great things that Jesus is doing. Stay with us. We're going to talk about some of them today. Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic. We're glad that you're with us today. This is November the 10th, 2025. And like I often say, it's just incredible that the year has gone by this quick and that here we are 17 short days from Thanksgiving. Unbelievable. And I walked in the office today and some of the workers here had put wreaths, Christmas wreaths on each door of the offices. Really cool wreaths on. And I'm thinking, Christmas wreaths? Well, and so here we are. We're less than a month away from December. And then December ends up to be the Christmas month. And so what should our attitude be about all this? Well, I think we ought to just have an attitude that says, let's enjoy every minute of it. And let's have a good time. And let's enjoy Jesus. Let's enjoy family. Let's do some special outreach during this time in our churches so that people can come. Because people want to go somewhere at Thanksgiving and particularly Christmas. They want to go somewhere. And if they can come to our church and they can hear some free, really quality, good music, and enjoy the presence of the Lord and be a part. Doesn't cost them anything. They're going to come. And then we're going to invite them back again, and they're going to feel the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, Jesus said something really important. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So I don't know, for years I have taught that our primary revival source in the Rock Church is not our outreach. It is our in-draw. And so outreach, in-draw. So outreach only works effectively long-term for the long game. It only works effectively if when they get there, the in-draw gets a hold of them, the magnet of the Holy Ghost, and pulls them on in. And that means the church got to be full of Holy Ghost, and the church got to be full of the love of God, and the church has got to be preaching the gospel, and the gospel is attractive. And people who are hungry, they're going to come to it. And people that aren't hungry, the gospel has its own way of creating separation there. So, so anyway, this is a great time of the year for all of us. Hope you had a great Sunday. And hope church had revival, good things taking place. Our Sunday yesterday was just wrapping up Momentum, our annual youth conference. And it was outstanding attendance at the conference. There was outstanding preaching. Let me think, on Thursday night, Pastor Wesley Jackson from Nederland, Texas, preached. And he and his whole family was here, stayed with us the whole week. We had a great time. He preached. Mercy, did he preach. And power of God came down. It was a tremendous service. Then on Friday morning, Brother Jesse Arthur from Richmond, Indiana, preached and did a tremendous job. Excellent job. Preached on the subject of victory and told some amazing stories and preached with anointing. And blessed the congregation. And then Friday night, Pastor Douglas Walker preached, pastors in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And he and his family came and was with us. And it was just over the top, over the top. And then, of course, there are no off days, at least here for us. Sunday was services in three or four different locations of the local church besides all the church plants and so forth. And so it was a very busy day. We actually ate lunch. They had it fixed at the church after service because people didn't have time to go out or go home because the next service was starting. Some had to drive 1 hour to that service. And so, yeah, it's a busy time. But it was a great Sunday morning and Sunday night. Brother Jackson, Pastor Jackson, stayed over and preached on Sunday morning and Sunday night. He actually preached three times, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Sunday afternoon at another location. But what a tremendous time we had, and I don't know how many. There was people who got the Holy Ghost. There's people who got baptized, I think. I know there's people who got the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, that's kind of what it's about, is helping people become. And the first step to helping people become is bringing them and letting them know about the transformative power of the Holy Ghost. That's the first, that is the first therapeutic step in our program of how people can have deliverance and joy and live in an optimal possibility of reaching their own potential. And so this is a great time of the year. So when anyway, it is like really, really exciting. I start a new class. I'm finishing up teaching an old class or the last class in a series on the Grad Leadership Cert program. And we start a new one on January 12th. And the enrollment in that class is the largest in the history of the school. It's pretty amazing. It's record-breaking enrollment in that class. And we are going to have one good time. Now, when I say good time, it's not just a lighthearted party. It's stuff that is transforming and sobering, and it changes people's ministry because it's not just a class of rationality. It's a number of classes that also include dynamics, and apostolic life is juxtaposed between these two poles like a battery. And you've got the positive and the negative, and they repel each other. The positive and the negative post on a battery do not attract each other. They repel each other. And so that tension that is created, each one wanting to win, so to speak, but that tension created is what creates the power that starts your car, cranks your engine. And so in a powerful apostolic ministry, it is caught between this polarity between form and dynamics. And the form side is what you get through rationality. The dynamic side is what you get through spirituality. And this side, there are ministers who are mostly this side, and there are ministers who are mostly this side. And each side thinks that their side is the most important, when in fact, like over here, you would have theology. Over here, you'd have prayer. Over here, you would have Bible study. Over here, you'd have gifts of the Spirit. Over here, and so you go down the line here between the two. And over here, spirituality, revelation is mediated through study of the Word. Over here, revelation is unmediated. It's straight to individuals. God reveals things. God speaks to people, which is something that the cessationist in the evangelical and Reformed Covenant world espouses, and they don't believe that the Holy Ghost still works like that and that revelation and the supernatural and miracles and signs and wonders, they don't believe any of that's real any longer. Of course, they're the same people that don't believe that they believe people's already predetermined to go to hell, no matter what they do. and others predetermined to go to heaven no matter what they do. That's predestination. And so it doesn't matter how bad you are. If you're predestined to be saved, you're going to be saved. And if you're predestined to be lost, you're going to be lost. So how do I know what I'm predestined to be? So, well, you just need to make sure and find Jesus Christ. Well, if I'm already predestined to be lost, how can I find? Why are you preaching? Why do you even have an outreach? Why are you evangelizing the world? Because it's already predestined. So do we believe that? Of course we don't believe that. And so we have an apostolic Pentecostal theology on free will. And just like Reformed theology accepts the five steps they call TULIP, there's five steps that Arminius put together that we accept that has to do with free will. Free will doesn't violate the sovereignty of God. It is the sovereign will of God for man to have free will because he's made in God's image. And that is the most primary characteristic of being made in God's image, is that we have the power of choice. And God told the angels, he spoke to whoever was up there, and that's angels. And he said, let us make man in our image. Why did he say let us? Because God had given to angels being the image of God also. Only two creations has the image of God, and that's angels and humans. And what is the primary characteristic of being made in the image of God? Well, there's a lot of things we could talk about that would be included in that. But primary by far is the power of choice. That's a divine attribute. When you talk about the sovereignty of God, you're saying he has the power of choice on anything. And so that power of choice is used to give us the power of choice over our own individual destiny. So choose Jesus. Amen. That's the way to go. So anyway, we're working just while I'm talking about college stuff. We're working, we intend to have our master's degree up and running in 2026. And it's going to be the most fantastic master's degree that ever. It's going to be the most Pentecostal. It's going to have true Pentecostal theology. Let me just give you an example. One of the courses is going to be about spiritual realities. Now, where are you going to get that in a denominational school or even in a lot of Pentecostal schools? I mean, they didn't have anything like that when I was in Bible school 100 years ago or whatever it was. They didn't. But what about spiritual realities and spiritualities? You know that Christianity is the thing in the world that started that, proposed spirituality. Not the Greeks, not the Romans, not the ancient civilizations, but spirituality as we know it today started with Christianity. And so there's things about spirituality. There's the whole spiritual world is a real deal. There's a whole lot of stuff to talk about on this. That is absolutely revelatory. So just before I came here to record this, I was right behind this wall, this meeting room, and we were in there working on that course, working on, okay, here's how it'll be laid out. Here's the subject matter. We've got people that are used in gifts of the Spirit who will be doing lectures. We have people who are deep and consistent now for years in prayer, that they will be giving lectures on prayer and fasting. There will be those spiritual disciplines. There will also be spiritual authority, how spiritual authority works, how a person can stay within the bubble of blessing, if you want to call it that, what kind of things violates the parameters of walking in the Spirit or getting out of the bubble of blessing, and how to avoid those things, on and on it goes. Everything from demon possession to angels, it's all in there. So these are exciting things. I think the world is getting more erratic every day, but I think the church is shining brighter every day. And these kinds of things that I would have proverbially given my right arm to have learned and been taught when I was younger now are going to be available and taught by people who are used in all of these things, people whose ministries manifest the fruit of these things, not just people talking about it. So it's exciting to see these things. Well, there's a lot of other things I want to talk about. Our time is up today, so stay with us, and we will see you in the next All Things Apostolic. God bless you.